brothers and sisters, for here this morning. May we continue in God's Word. And it will be God's Word this morning, as it always is. It's His Word, and it's His Word that speaks to us. It's not what I would say, it's what the Lord would say. Could we go to God's Word at Exodus chapter 32, please? Book of Exodus, chapter 32. We'll read a few verses of 32, please. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, and said unto him, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. And Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings from which are on your ears, of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me, and all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with graven tools, and after that he made them a molten calf. And they said, These be thy gods of Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation, and said, tomorrow is the feast to the Lord. And they rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings, and brought peace offerings of the people, and the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go thee down from thy people, for thy people, which thou brought us out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them molten calf, and worshipped it, and have sacrificed it unto us, and said, these be thy gods of Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make thee a great nation. And Moses said unto the Lord, it is good, it is God, and said, the Lord, why does thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which I have brought forth out of the land of Egypt with greater power and with mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham and Isaac and Israel, thy servant, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens, and all this land that I have spoken of, I will give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord said, and the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. And Moses turned and went down from the mount into the, and the two tables of, or tablets, whatever you want put it, of the testimony where it was in his hands, and the tables were written on both their sides, and on one side and the other were they written. The tables were the work of a God. The writing was in the writing of God, engraven upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as he shouted, he said unto Moses, the noise of the war is in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry from being overcome, but the noise of them that sing, I do hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing and Moses, and the dancing and Moses' anger waxed hot. And he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burnt it in the fire and grounded it to powder and strawed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee that thou hast brought this so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not thy anger, my Lord, wax hot. Thou knowest the people, and that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us, for as this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, was not what is become of him. And they said unto them, whosoever has any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it me, and I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. And when Moses saw the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto the shame among their enemies. And Moses stood at the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let them come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from the gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses. And there fell on the people that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son, upon his brother, that they may bestow upon you a blessing this day. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, you have sinned a great sin. And now I will go up unto the Lord peradventure, and I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin, and I have made them and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt give their sin, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go and lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because they had made a calf with Aaron made. Pray that the Lord will undertake for us as we've read a sad piece of scripture. Despite all that God had said and done, Israel failed what they had promised to do. Moses had been gone for 40 days, and the people became impatient. Is it not marvelous in our eyes, even in these times, the people become impatient, even with the governments and the politicians that serve us? But
but they never give any place to the Almighty God, the Most High. They still had the fire, and they still had the cloud in the camp for insurance. God's presence was still with them. But brothers and sisters, this morning, the sad thing is, they wanted a man. And when they couldn't get the man, they wanted gods. And what did they get? They got a false idol. What a substitute for the true living God. What a substitute for the true living God, the Almighty God, the Most High God, our Heavenly Father. You know, when we read these things, we think how blessed we are by God's grace through His beloved Son, our Saviour and Lord. It's like the world today. They're always looking a man to fix it. I often say that here because it's the truth. When you mention the Lord Jesus Christ, or God, they shun away. They don't want to know. The attitude changes. They don't want to know. Yes, they want a Mr. Fixer. Many, many years ago, there used to be a program on the TV, years ago, with a boy with a white hat, and they called him Mr. Fixer. He always makes a mess of the job, because the things fell around him when they went to use it. But how many do you hear of calling for God for help? You know, when I was reading this, God could have wiped them all out. Just the same way He could have wiped us out. And as I was reading it, I went to another part of Scripture, and I was telling Sam this morning, which I wasn't going to mention this morning, but the Lord's took me that way. I want you to come with me to Deuteronomy chapter 8. And hear what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 8. And all the commandments which I commanded thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee to know what was in thy heart, and whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no. And He humbled thee, and He suffered thee to hunger, and He fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee know that the man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. Friend, if anybody is listening in this morning, you don't live by bread alone, but by the Word of God. And if you don't have God, well, you should have. But it's only by God you've got what you've got. And except a man be born again, he cannot
he cannot see the kingdom of God. You'll be lost. And that's just like these people that we were talking about earlier on. Man does not live by bread alone. And then he tells them there, and he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that the man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of the Lord does man live. Thy raiment was waxed not old upon thee, and neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. The clothes didn't get old. The clothes didn't get old. The shoes didn't wear. 40 years. You know, I was reading this and I was thinking, this is the 17th of October, 2021. And I was saved on the 17th of October, 1983. I was 43 years of age. I'm saved 38 years. I'm 81 years of age. And why am I here? What I done? Not in your life. What he has done. He gave me life. And he gave me more abundantly. Almost 40 years in his service. Not what I done, but what he done. Provided for me, kept me, which he does with all the saints, because we see a new life. We're in Christ, changed, become new. And here he's talking to the people. Thou shalt also consider in thy heart, verse 5, that man chastens his son, so that the Lord thy God chasten thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks and water and fountains and depths and springs of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley and vine and fig trees and pomegranates, and the land of oil and olive and honey. A land where thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of those hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. Beware that thou forgettest not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built good houses, godly houses, and dwelt in, and when our goodly houses when they dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, where he led you through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, there was brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, where thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee,
and that he might prove thee to do good, to do thee good at the latter end. And thou say in thy heart, my power and my might of mine hand has gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, but it is he that giveth thee the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers at it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, and testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish. What did God give them? He gave them grace and mercy, salvation. He gave us grace and mercy and salvation. And as the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Is this not what we've been reading, brothers and sisters? They wanted a man. They couldn't get the man. The man was away. They couldn't wait on him. So they went and got gods. Not a god, gods. And what did they get? They got an idol. And that's what man has got at the present time. It's idols. It's a substitute for God. But it'll never fulfill the people. And as I was reading this, I was thinking of, I read a story. And it says this, that there are very few people that can take success in a humble way without being proud and haughty. And it was regarding the story of Abraham Lincoln in 1863. He was at a public reception given in the White House of a gathering of foreign delegates. And as they gathered round the president, a young English nobleman was being presented. And inside the door came an old farmer with an old lady clinging to his arm. The president spotted them and he said, he excused himself from the Lord, the nobleman, saying, I see an old friend of mine. And he went over to him and he spoke to him and he said to him, glad to see ye, old timer, here. And after a few conversations he left, and the old man turned to his wife saying, mother, he's the same old Abe. We have the same, may I say it reverently, we have the same old God. Never changes. But we change. Man changes. We maybe be raised up with nothing. We maybe be raised up with a spoon in our mouth. But we change. We change. Hebrews 13:8 says this. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Past, present, and future. He never changes. Brothers and sisters, we change, don't we? Sometimes circumstances change us. Sometimes we don't want to change. But in Christ, we are changed. What a marvelous change it is. But our Lord, His love is everlasting. It's everlasting. His keeping power is constant. His power is enduring. His ministry is that He forever liveth. He ministers to us. His pleasures, for they are lasting. They're lasting pleasures. His promises are the same, for they are sure. Never lets us down. Never lets down. I let them down. Himself, He is immutable. That was a word that stuck in me. You know what immutable means? Never changes. Same. The same. Ah yes. The old man had it right. He's the same old Abe. We have got the same mighty God, the Most High, who gave His Son, His begotten Son, came into the world to save souls. Oh yes, grace and mercy. How many do you hear and see calling for God for help? Now you've even thought about the man, the Son of God. Timothy 1, 2 and 5 tells us that there's one God. There's one mediator. There's even God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. And friend, if you're listening in, God loves you. He loves sinners. And He wants to save you. And He brought His Son into the world. And He is the only person that can do anything for you. He is the only mediator you need. All the rest you don't need. For He provides for us, take care of us and look after us. And troubles and problems and then that comes along. The man Christ Jesus. But what do they say? What does mankind say about this man? This mediator? The Lord Jesus Christ. What does man say about it? No chance. Away with him. Crucify him. I don't want him. That's what they say. Yet Scripture tells us, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2, 10, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, knowledge of holy understanding. That's where it begins.
say there's no fear. There's no fear of God. And sadly say, Christians could be the same. Some of the things that we may say and maybe do. No fear of God. Proverbs 29:25 tells us this. The fear of man bringeth a snare. But whoso put his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Are you in a sinking boat this morning? He'll keep you safe. You'll be in the right boat. As our brother said this morning, we'll be in the winning team. His boats are all waterproof. There's none sinking. There's no sinking sand where he is. Solid rock. Solid rock. Steadfast. Steadfast. And sure. I may have time to bring in verses 11 and 12 and Exodus 32. We find that Moses was brought, came before the Lord. And here we find Moses in a meeting for his people. And Moses brought the Lord, besought his Lord God and said, Lord, why does thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which I have brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. You know, in 1 John 2:1, it says, my little children, these things I write unto you that ye sin not. And if any sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. We find that Moses is appealing to God's grace. Because it was God that brought them out of bondage from Egypt. We can still do the same as well. We can approach the throne of grace, each and every one of us, when things don't go right. Because we are out of bondage. It's grace that brought us out of bondage. Just the same as they, by the grace of God, were brought out of bondage. In verse 12, wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people.
the same appealing to God's, he was appealing to God's glory. What was he saying? He was saying, where would God's honour be in the sight of the heathen? Where would God's honour be in the sight of the heathen? Brothers and sisters, I'm going to leave that to another time and continue this, because I don't have the time and I'm not going to wish it. In verse 11, appealing to God's grace, brought them out of the bondage. In verse 13, we see, remember Abraham and Isaac, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens, and all this land that I have spoken of I will give unto you, your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto this people. You see, Moses, Moses is intervening between the people and God, just the same as the Lord does with us when we come to the throne of grace. You know, Moses continues to appeal to God's faithfulness, and he pleads to his promises, reminding God of his oath to his people. That talks to me about coming to the throne of grace boldly. Coming to the throne of grace boldly. That's what we're told to do that. We're called to do it the way that we should do it. We're so much to thank our Heavenly Father for. We're so much to praise Him for what He's given us. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That's our standing this morning. This is the very same as the people as Moses is interceding for this morning. But as I said, so much more I'd like to bring out, that maybe do it another time, that we continue. You know, in Genesis 6 and 6, the Lord says that it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. Our God's a long-suffering God. He suffers long with us. He loves us. Gave himself for us. What a Savior we have. What a God we have. And maybe this morning, maybe we'll all learn a lesson. But maybe those that don't know the Lord, maybe you would learn the lesson
what you've got. God has given you it. You didn't get it yourself. But there's one thing you'll get. You'll get your sins forgiven if you come to Him, as He says. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then it cometh to me, and I'm no wise cast out. All you have to do is come. But there'll be a place, friend. If you don't come, whosoever has sinned against me, him I'll blot out of my book. May the Lord bless the reading of His precious word this morning. Father, we give you thanks and we praise you once again for our gathering this morning. We thank you for your word is truth. And we pray that, Father, you'll take it and use it to your glory. For there's none like thee. Who is like our God? Worthy to be praised. We thank you, Father, for each and every head bowed before you this morning. May you take us from this place, take us to a home in safety. Let nothing befall us by the way. And Father, when we return again, when we return to hear thy wonderful, wonderful gospel, the good news, we give you thanks in the Saviour's love and precious name. Amen.
Amen.